Today, we have a remarkable pianist. He is from Point Breeze, and we're going to listen to his first one selection from him, and then we'll talk a little bit. Let me introduce you to Tadao Tomokyo. Beautifully done. There is Tadao Tomokyo. I like saying Tadao. Pull that microphone a little bit. Tom will do it. Thank you, Tom. First of all, can you tell me what you just played?
So that was Swipesy Cakewalk by Scott Joplin.
And I would like to know a little bit more about you. How old are you and what grade are you in?
I am 10, and I am in fifth grade.
And where do you go to school?
Fox School.
How long have you been playing piano?
I've been fiddling around with the piano since I was born, but then I started taking lessons in kindergarten.
Now, In kindergarten, you would be maybe five, so you've been playing for about 5 years, lessons
yes.
for 5 years. And what do you like about playing the piano? I can tell you like it because you're smiling a lot as you play, and it seems like you really enjoy it.
Yes. So piano just seems, well, first of all, I really like music, so piano was my first joy, and then as I started going more into complicated stuff, then I realized that I could do a lot of things. So, and then Mr. Roberts, who is my piano teacher, introduced me to many ragtime pieces, which really brought me to the happiness of playing piano.
So ragtime is something you really like playing
yes.
a lot. How would you describe ragtime music to
people?
So,
it just, ragtime is music that, it usually has the same type of bass line in the left hand.
Do you want to demonstrate it? What's it like?
Yeah, so in Swipe C, which is the one I just did, it goes, which is, so ragtime usually has a lot of that in it, but what I really like about Scott Joplin's rags is they're usually very happy, which I like because I'm a happy person.
You seem like a very happy person. Would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anybody who might be listening right now? Who brought you here today?
Mr. Roberts.
And who are these two people?
Those are my parents.
And Mr. Tom Roberts. Anybody else? Do you have any other teachers or friends you'd like to say hello to? Anybody else in your family?
Mams?
Who's that?
Her actual name is Lee, but we call her Mams, and she is my grandmother.
How nice. Well, I'm glad. I hope she's tuned in. What else do you like to do?
Like in piano or?
Oh, just for fun in life. Maybe it's more piano or maybe it's just.
So I also play four other instruments, which are French horn, ukulele, guitar, and violin.
Wow.
And then I also like to play soccer, and I like drawing also and being creative. And then I also do some swimming, and I also speak Japanese because my dad was born in Japan.
I noticed you have a Pittsburgh Japanese school shirt
on. Yes, I
on.
Do.
And so that's a way to help keep Japanese, speaking Japanese,
mm-hmm.
too. Do you have it? Are you able to fit all these things in? Do you play all of those instruments at least once a week? Or that would
no.
be very
so
hard.
I play mostly French horn and piano, mostly piano. I play French horn maybe pretty often, but violin, ukulele, violin and guitar, I don't play a lot of.
It's hard to fit all that in,
yeah.
I would think.
Ukulele, I play more, but not as much as French horn.
Well, it's very nice to have you playing piano here this morning. And we'll have time for two more songs. What would you like to do next?
So next, I would like to do Memphis Jump.
Memphis Jump. And if you're just joining us, we're listening to, I'm going to call you the pride of Point Breeze. I just like the way it sounds. but also the alliteratively named, that means, do you know what that means? Your first name and last name start with the same letter.
Yes.
So that's alliteration. The alliteratively named Tadao Tomokio. That was really fun. What was that called again?
That was called Memphis Stomp. So I didn't play all of it. I just played what I know the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome to play as much of it as you want. Do you want to play another one? Another song?
Yeah.
What would you like to play next? You can play whatever you want. I know you've got a list, or you can just play whatever you're thinking of playing. Ah, you have a request.
I do.
People will know this song from a movie, I think.
Yes.
And it's the Entertainer?
Yes, and The Entertainer.
Beautifully done. It's really fun to watch your parents beaming as you play, not to mention your piano teacher, Tom Roberts. Is he fun to have as a teacher?
Yes.
I would think so. Does Harry ever get involved in his lessons?
So at first he did, but then Mr. Roberts started coming to my house for lessons.
I didn't know he made house calls. That's a nice thing. For you, I think anybody would make a house call to hear you play. So Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
So I was thinking maybe being some type of music teacher, maybe like singing or instrument teacher. And then I might, for my hobby, be a professional pianist.
You're a really good piano player and a really creative person, too. Have you tried writing your own songs at all?
So, with Mr. Roberts, we started a rag. We haven't got to a lot of it yet, but we started it.
Are you having fun doing
yes.
that? Well, that's great. Well, there's time to play one more song if you'd like. But Tom, let Tom interject here, the proud teacher here.
Yes. So one of the things that Tadao is doing is he's orchestrating things. He heard my ragtime orchestra. And he said, well, I want to write some orchestration. So he's actually orchestrating things, and his goal is that he's going to maybe start his own kid ragtime orchestra over there in Point Breeze.
I think that would be
great. Wouldn't
that
be great? And before we go, just wanted to let you know that we are going to be, Tadao will be performing along with me and Matt Jordan later in the month. Now, Matt, I met Matt Jordan when he was here on
yes.
Saturday Light Brigade. And we're going to do a... we're going to create a piano night at Tipitina's, but it'll be the northern version. It'll be at Wallace's Tap Room, and we can give you some information about that later.
That's great. That's at Hotel Indigo
in East Liberty.
The East Liberty area. And, you know, that's kind of neat because you're 10, and Tom is
I'll be celebrating the 25th anniversary of my 30th
yes,
birthday.
I know exactly how old you are because we're the same age. And
Matt's 25.
Thank you, Matt. Matt's name skipped by. There's a lot I'm trying to forget this week, but Matt's right in between at 25. So you'll have a whole bunch of. It's kind of neat. Three generations, really, of piano players. We do have time for one more. I'm so happy. Will you come back sometime to play, like another time?
Yes.
We'd love to have you come back. It's really. I'm really enjoying listening to you. So what would you like to play to finish up?
Do you want me to announce it?
Yes.
This is Grandpa's Spells by Jelly Roll Morton. Grandpa's Spells.
Thank you for being here. That was absolutely amazing. Promise you'll come back?
Yes.
Tadao, that was great. Tom, thanks for bringing. You know, Tom sent me a video of you playing, just a short little clip. And I said, we have to get you here because it's really fun to have you playing here.
Tadao.
Tadao, yes. Soon to be a household name. Larry in Elwood City wrote simply two words. You've heard them before. Amazing kid. I think you could just stop with amazing, too. Thanks for being with us today.